Matthew chapter 20. We'll begin from verse 1 to 6. Matthew chapter 20 from verse 1 to 6. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. Somebody say idle in the marketplace. If you can, you can underline that word, idle in the marketplace. Verse 4. And said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. The final verse is verse 6. And about the 11th hour, somebody said the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and said unto them, why stand ye here all day idle? Father, we thank you because you are God, and beside you there is no other God. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not a part of your word will go unfulfilled. Lord, this morning we cry out to you. Speak to us in a way that only you can. Empower us through your word, that we will live here equipped to fulfill purpose and equipped to walk in all-round dominion. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And the saints of God shout a big amen. I can hear your amen. People of God, this morning I want to talk to us about what I've entitled Dominion in the Marketplace. Dominion in the Marketplace. For those of you that are aware of the frequency of the Spirit over this church and over this ministry, you already know that we are in a decade of kingdom dominion. You already know that God is using this ministry as a platform to raise a new generation of believers, men and women that are kingdom-minded, with a heart for the kingdom, that he will release to go forth and begin to rule over the different spheres and over the different territories that exist in this world. Now, one of the challenges that we have is the challenge of the fact that we do not have time on our side. Time is very short. When you look at different parts of the scripture, you will find out that those that lived in the days of the scripture believed that the time was very short. When you look at some writings of people like the Apostle Paul, you see the Apostle Paul saying from time to time that time is short. And if the Apostle Paul in his own time was saying that time is short, or John or Peter is saying that time is short, it now simply means that in our time, time is not short, time is not shorter, time is shortest. Hello? It is what? Short. So that means that we do not have time on our hands. So, and if we do not have time on our hands, and God has great things to fulfill in our lives, then it means that we have to hurry up to plug into what God is doing so that we can fulfill the purpose of God. The plan and the purpose of God is for you and I to have dominion. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26
today,
to 28,
we're going to show you everything you need to know.
Dominion.
Get your videos ranked on Google
when God
and YouTube.
Created man
so,
and woman,
stay tuned.
God created us to have dominion, and when we're created, he said, have dominion and over the fish, over the birds, over
if
every
you're
aspect
watching
of the earth.
Video,
to find out that,
probably
that
already
we were created
that
to have dominion. He said, if you have dominion, we should be
business.
Fruitful,
but
multiply,
replenish,
subdue, and have dominion over all. So, the plan and the purpose of God
seen.
Is for you and I
and
to have dominion
refresh.
Over all things,
hey,
over
going?
All
hey,
territories,
yeah,
over all spheres.
And
when we look at
already have plenty of views. No, you didn't. I was just upstairs. and I've watched your video 20 times.
The church is not having the dimension of dominion that God wants the church to have. But that's already changing if you are sensitive. If you are sensitive, we know that God is already bringing the church into a place of dominance. It's already bringing the church into a place of dominion over different spheres. And what we saw happening in the political sector in our country this year is a sign. It's what is a sign that God is at work already as we see God bringing the body of Christ and a child of the covenant to a place of leadership even over the entire nation. Now that simply means that we are getting close. We are getting close to that time when every sphere of influence in this world will be governed and ruled and dominated by the church and by kingdom principles. And one of the things you don't also realize is the fact that by the time the ministerial list will be unfolded this week, you are going to also begin to see that God has already positioned that the church and its children will begin to rise to a place of prominence. If you sit down and begin to really study and discern what's happening in the system today, you realize that God is already doing it. And what needs to happen is that by virtue of this conference, Calvarians will be entering into that dimension. Now listen, listen. Now our vice president is a born again Christian.
Look at me.
But one thing that many people probably do not realize is the fact that in the political sector, to rise to that level is not natural.
Swimming briefs.
Especially if you understand Nigeria and the history of Nigeria. But one thing that is also happening is that one of the greatest banks in Nigeria, if not the greatest bank, the first bank, is like the oldest bank or something.
Now,
do you know that the new
chairman
of the entire first bank is now going to be Mrs. Ibukawushika, and she's a pastor. That's a woman of God rising to the highest rank. So listen to me, when Obama became the president in America, all the excuses of mediocrity ceased. People that say I'm black, I can't get there because I'm black.
So
they couldn't have anything
every
to say anymore because a black man has risen to the highest level in America. Now, when God begins to take Christians, born again, spirit filled, pastors, and begin to put them at the top of the political mountain, at the top of the economic mountain, what God is saying is, my children, what's your next excuse? What else are you going to say is stopping you? And that's why I know, in the name that is above every name, that there is an anointing coming over your life this morning that will give you dominion in the marketplace. I said there's an anointing. It's coming upon your life this morning. It's not coming through the oil. It's coming through my voice. And it's coming upon your life this morning. And I declare you are having dominion in the marketplace. God is going to make a way for you in the marketplace. God is going to create a vacancy for you in the marketplace. Somebody's under the sound of my voice. A problem is going to show up that only you can solve. I say a problem is going to show up that only you can solve. In the economic mountain, you will have dominion. I say in the financial sector, you will have dominion. In the world of entertainment, you will have dominion. Listen and listen well. There are many people that have been lifted to the mountain of media, the mountain of entertainment, and they have gone there, they have compromised. They have gone there, they have refused to stand for God. But I'm happy to announce to you that somebody is sitting down here today. Something is coming upon your life that will make way for you at the top. Because there is a divine shuffling that is going on right now. Everyone that God has lifted, that has turned their back on God, they say, I'm the one that lifts up and I'm the one that puts down. You see, I take the needy from the doors and I set them among princes, even the prince of the earth. Everyone that has gone, that has been lifted of God, that has forgotten God, God is bringing them back to the school of maturity. And God is replacing them with covenant children. God is replacing them with kingdom-minded believers. In the name of Jesus, in the world of education, you will have power. You will have dominion. In the fashion world, you will have dominion. In the media world, you will have dominion. In the sports world, you will have dominion. My God will give you a voice. My God will give you influence. My God will give you a space. My God will give you a territory.
In the name of Jesus, God will give you a mouth and a wisdom that nobody can resist, that nobody can gainsay. In the name of Jesus, somebody shout dominion.
What you can do is create a playlist using your main keyword and then throw your videos in that playlist. YouTube's going to realize that they're on a playlist with your main keyword, and they're going to give a little more weight to that video. And now we move on to step number 8, which is getting more social indicators. Social indicators are quickly becoming an important ranking factor to your video. Things like Facebook likes, Twitter shares, Google pluses, and pins are extremely important to your video. You'll find that we are in a time and a season now when God is lifting the church to a place of prominence. I strongly recommend you focus a lot of your time on social indicators. There's a few ways you can do this. You can obviously post it on your profile. So if you have a Facebook profile, a Pinterest board, or a Twitter profile, go ahead, upload your videos there and share it with your audience.
And one of these I'm going to be doing in the last days is I'm going to be raising my people.
So bringing them to a place of prominence,
bringing them to a place of dominion.
And, also one
and as they come into a place of dominance, into a place of relevance, into a place of authority, he says, everyone
will see them. Marketing
and that dominance,
and have a video.
That relevance will attract people to them and attract people to my kingdom that will come and be asking, how are you doing it? So what it simply means is that there is so much available in these last days that we have no reason not to connect to it, because heaven is already set. And for as many that are ready to enter into it, you will enter this season. I say you will enter this season. I say you will enter this season. So God wants us to have all-round dominion. The prophetic destiny of the church is that in these last days, we're going to rise up to a place where it will put us on top of all the mountains and all the spheres of influence. Now when you go to Revelation chapter 11 verse 15, we now see how that the kingdoms of this world has become the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. He said the kingdom of this world are become past tense. So by the time we get to Revelation, you find out that what God prophesied in Isaiah, what God prophesied in Micah has already happened in Revelation. So it means that it will happen. But question, will you be a partaker? So there is no doubt about it that God will raise his people to have dominion in the marketplace. But the question is, will you be a part of it? And that's what we're trying to help you to understand, so that you can be positioned to enter it today. Now, so we come to our text. Jesus Christ wakes up, goes into the marketplace, and then all of a sudden he sees people that are idle. And all of a sudden he's wondering, hello, what are you guys doing? Are you not supposed to be busy taking over, taking territories? He said, well, I do. I don't have a job. I don't have certificates. You don't have a job, you don't have certificates, yet you have me inside you. You don't have a job, you don't have certificate, yet you have the Spirit of God inside you. And you don't know that without a job, without a certificate, by the Spirit of God inside you, you can create and recreate. What certificate did God have when he created the heavens and the earth? Hello? Let me ask you, turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, what certificate does the devil have to create all the havoc he's creating? So how come you need a certificate to make an impact? So he comes in and he sees them and he says, why are you guys idle? Come on, join the market and do something. Then in verse 6, the Bible says at the 6th hour in verse 5, he went at the 6th hour, he went. But in verse 6, the Bible says at the 11th hour, he went again and some people were still idle in the marketplace. And listen to the people of God, that is a picture of the church. Time is not on our side. We are in the 11th hour. You just need to put on the news. You just need to read global events to realize that the time is short. You just need to see what is happening all over the world right now to realize that the level of wickedness, the level of sin and unrighteousness is becoming high and high. And there is no doubt that the coming of the Lord is very near. You only need to be sensitive to know it. So question, if the coming of the Lord is so near, if we are in the last minute of the last minute of the last minute, if the time is so short, how come we are still idle in the marketplace? So what God is sending me to tell you as we kick off this conference is that it's time for us to have dominion in the marketplace. You see, I've told you over and over again in the last few years, that God says, let your light so shine among men. Light shines in darkness. Light does not shine in light. So God says your light should shine where? Among men. Enough of being a Christian only in church. It's time for your Christianity to begin to produce fruits in the marketplace. Now, when we say marketplace, what do we mean by marketplace? Let me give you a few definitions as we move on. The word marketplace, by definition, because that's one of the reasons why we have challenges. Number one, the marketplace is an open area in a town or city where a market is held. So when you say marketplace, it means anywhere in a city or a town where people gather to sell. Number two, the word marketplace means the commercial world, the realm of business, trade, and economy. So when you say marketplace, you are talking about the world of commerce, the world of trade, the world of economy. So the marketplace, oh, they are business, they are in the marketplace. But there is a third definition that gives us broader understanding. He says, the marketplace is any sphere, now that's the word, any sphere that is considered as a place where ideas, opinions, thoughts, artistic creation, etc., compete for recognition. The marketplace is any sphere considered as a place where ideas, opinions, thoughts, artistic creations, etc., compete for recognition. So when you look at the marketplace from this third aspect, you realize that the marketplace is beyond economy. You realize that the world of politics is the marketplace. You realize that the world of education is a marketplace. You realize that the media is a marketplace. You realize that the world of sports is a marketplace. You realize that the world of entertainment is a marketplace. You realize that what we call the seven or eight mountains, or the seven or eight spheres, or the seven or eight territories is what is generally known as the marketplace. So when we say you are going to be having dominion in the marketplace, it doesn't mean that everybody will go into economy and business. It simply means that for every mountain where thoughts, opinion, idea, innovation, and influence is released to affect the entire world, you are going to have prominence in that place. Praise the name of Jesus. So for us to have dominion in the marketplace as Christians, we need to understand our assignments in the marketplace and the anointing that we need for the marketplace. I share these two with us and then we close. What is your assignment in the marketplace as a believer? Four assignments. Number one, your first assignment in the marketplace is to be a Christian. Be a Christian. Your first assignment in the marketplace is what? Is to be a Christian. Be a Christian. Now listen and listen well. When God opens the door for you to show up in the marketplace, what God is opening the door for is for light to shine so that darkness can be dispelled. But the Bible says you are not just the light of the world, but you are also the salt of the earth. Now, it now goes ahead to say that if the salt has lost its savour, wherewith can it be salted? So number one assignment you have in the marketplace is to be a Christian. If I come to where you work or where you operate, there should never be a confusion as to whether you are a Christian or not. And I hope you know, because one of the challenges we have is that when people find themselves in the marketplace, they think that they are too small to make a difference. Who am I? Ordinary me, only me. No, there's nothing like that. Only one suicide bomber is enough to cause havoc. Hello? Only a spoon of poison is enough to destroy your life. Only a spoon of acid is enough to disfigure you. So how can negative be powerful and positive be powerless? I hope you know that the measure of salt does not have to be equal to the measure of food to have impact. Hello? So that you have a bowl of rice does not mean you need a bowl of salt. All you need is a little salt to make impact. In the name that is above every name, may you be a salt. Ah, the Bible says the little leaven leavens the whole lump. May you be a salt. May you make impact. May you make a difference. May you represent God well.
So somebody said, be a Christian. How can you be the proprietress of a school? You are a born again Christian. You started a school as a proprietor or proprietress, and you are doing special lessons and special classes and buying question paper to teach people. You are on your way to hell in wholesale. That's why your school cannot go far, because you can't have dominion. So in that marketplace, if you compromise, you will just be one of the schools, not the school. Hello? Someone came to me for consulting a few years back. I'd gone to Benin to minister in a church. And this man came to see me afterwards. He's a born-again Christian. He had inherited an hotel, and he needed a turnaround consulting. And I began to tell him what he needed to do. And I told him, since you are a Christian now, this is an opportunity to rebrand this thing. I told him all the areas where he can make money and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And after I was saying everything, he said, sir, the way you are talking, you are not talking of nightclub, you are not talking. I said, no. I said, I thought you said you are a Christian. I said, no, your father was not a Christian, so this is the opportunity to rebrand it. I said, because we're going to change the name, we're going to change the color, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. He said, are you sure hotel will move if we don't sell alcohol? So I asked him a very simple question. I said, have you ever been to Mr. Biggs before? He didn't know where I was going to, but I wanted to let him see his foolishness. I said, have you ever been to Mr. Biggs before? He said, of course. I said, do they sell beer? Have they gone bankrupt? It is foolishness for you as a Christian to think you have to use the devil's weapon to succeed in the covenant. It is foolishness. If you live here now, there is KFC, there is TFC, there is Swiss Engineer. Do they sell beer? Do they sell alcohol? Are they not succeeding? Where do you now get the satanic idea that without selling alcohol, you won't make it? It is that your belief that is your problem. Number two, what is your assignment in the marketplace? Your assignment in the marketplace, apart from being a Christian, is to make sure that when you get into the marketplace, you live and apply kingdom principles. You live and apply kingdom principles. So that's your second assignment. So if you find yourself anywhere in the marketplace, your assignment number one is to be a Christian. Your assignment number two is to begin to live and apply kingdom principles and biblical principles. So what does that mean? So you are working as a teacher. And as a teacher in a school, the proprietor says, this is the way we do it here. And you do like Daniel. I say, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. Because I am here and I serve a God that rules and reigns in the affairs of men, give me one session. Because then they say, give me 10 days. You see, ma'am, give me one session. Let's not do any expo. Let's not do special class. Let's not buy any past question. Let's not go and collect question. Let's not do any fake. Let's do original. Give me one session. Ma, if after 1 year of living on kingdom principle, we don't come out with the best results in this school, sack me. That is the second thing you are supposed to be doing in the marketplace. If you are truly a child of God, you are supposed to stake your God in the marketplace. Daniel said, if after 10 days, hello, I am not better, then
And what did God do? After 10 days, it was far better. So what do you now do? When you boast in God like that, because every time you make up your mind, God will now back up your mind. When you boast in God like that, what do? You now go back and say, Lord, you have heard, oh, you must move. What do I need to do? Then God will begin to give you a download. Start a special lesson. Anyone that wants to stay 1 hour extra, pray with them, teach them. You know, get the parents together and start a monthly parents prayer meeting. All the parents should come with their children and be praying for them once every month. So in every time, you do it 3 times, you anoint them, you pump them up, you tell them what to do. And as you begin to do that, the parents understand what you are doing. They see the errors of the other one. They see the possibilities that are there. And before you know it, results come. What now makes you think that if you produce results and after 1 year, they have the best results without compromise, what makes you think you will remain under? You will never remain under. That means promotion is guaranteed. That means that that same proprietress will now do what? Will begin to testify. And will begin to tell other people about you. And before you know it, you will become a consultant to the educational sector. Hello? Enough is enough of people only recommending you when they are looking for fake people. You want to do abortion? I know one man. Good for abortion. Enough is enough of people recommending you only for negative things that you have the power to do. They say it's not possible. There's one guy that I know there. He's my guy. He's my contact. Just look for some money. Put it in an envelope. He will make it happen. That's the testimony we hear of many people today. Not testimonies of, there's nothing he cannot do. Just tell him there's a God that he serves that can make it happen. In the name that is above every name, you are rising into a new dimension of glory. Number three, what's your assignment in the marketplace? Your assignment in the marketplace is to operate in the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the marketplace. To operate in the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the marketplace. Hello. Now listen to what I'm about to say. There are medical doctors today that will never allow you to leave their office without collecting something. Just that you showed up, they will create a sickness that does not exist. Say, I'm feeling somehow. Instead of, no, there's nothing wrong with you, from what I can see, you just need to rest. You can go. They won't do that. Hello? Because they will tell themselves, I can't here come play. No be money I can't make. So before you know, they say, we need to run some tests to be sure. So you run test one, you run test two, they say, but go to the, take this one. So many times, most of the drugs that they prescribe to you is nothing but what we call a placebo. So that they will just give you something, they can say just go and be taking vitamin C or something, that even if you take overdose, there is no overdose. They just give you, make just they go, so that they can collect money from you. But do you know that there are some doctors that understand what I'm telling you right now, that realize that God is their source and the medical profession is only a resource. That when you go to them, no matter what you are complaining about, they are in the spirit. They say, my sister, I'm a doctor. Everything you are explaining now, I can decide to collect money, give you injection, but it's a spiritual case. Let us pray. And they will pray for you and you'll be healed. You say, you can't pay for prayer. So what do I say? No, madam, go. God is in control. Go. How many doctors do that today? All of you that are doctors, how many of you put the power of the Holy Spirit in the marketplace above money to heal people that are not sick? Do you know that there are some legal things they bring to a lawyer? It's just counseling the people need. Do you understand now? And they will now tell you, this case, it's awful. But the question I always ask myself is this: if you have decided not to operate in the power of the Holy Spirit in the marketplace, and you operate in the power of your profession and in the authority of your profession, what result has it produced? Are you get what I'm saying now? So number three, what do you need to do? You operate in the power of the Holy Spirit in what? In the marketplace. So when you are in the marketplace, God expects you to be sensitive to ministry opportunities that you can use to promote his glory in the marketplace. Are you ready for what I'm about to say now? You get to work on Monday morning. Your MD that they say is a terrorist, he doesn't have time for anybody, he cannot help anybody, he's a wicked man, comes in the morning and everybody's greeting him and they're shaking, and you walk up to him and say, good morning sir, and you start walking, good morning sir, the Lord bless you sir, it is well with you, God said I should tell you, I was praying for you yesterday, that situation with your wife, it is well. Your second son, God said I should tell you that situation, you know, I prayed all through the night. The guy will be looking at you. I said, what are you talking about? The guy will be shocked. Say, because God was showing me about that admission, that other school. Don't agree. There's a better school that will show up in the next 3 weeks. I just say I should tell you that it is well, sir. Now, how many of you think if you operate in the anointing of the Holy Spirit in the marketplace and it becomes a reality, how many of you think you will remain at the bottom? What is it? We see, we don't understand this God we are serving. We are doing power and might in the marketplace. Let me tell you something. It is not by your certificate. In the marketplace, you have certificate, they have certificate. You have branding, they have branding. You have publicity, they have publicity. You have marketing, they have marketing. The only thing you have that they don't have is the God factor. That's the only thing you have that the people in the market cannot duplicate. Why not bring your leverage? Bring out your USP, which is the anointing. So turn to your neighbor, say, neighbor, number one, be a Christian in the marketplace. So number two, operate with kingdom principles in the marketplace. So number three, do business in the power of the Holy Spirit in the marketplace. And number four, to have dominion in the marketplace, you must be a believer that is committed to the total transformation of the marketplace. You must be committed to the total transformation of the marketplace. You must settle it in your heart that this marketplace is not irredeemable. I shared with you before on the 9-to-5 ministry, and we looked at the different classes of people in the marketplace. You must not join them to say, marketplace is not easy, it's not possible. No! You must be committed to the total transformation of the marketplace. I am an unrepentant believer in the fact that a time is coming where everywhere you turn on the top of the mountain, it is believers that you will see. I'm telling you, when we get there, when they are talking about the richest men, but before you see anybody that is not a Christian, you will count 1,000. I'm telling you. And I'm not talking of midnight Christians. I'm talking of Christians that live for God, that everybody will know that, that guy now pastor, that one now deaconess, it's a Christian. I'm telling you. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let's shift into the spirit right now. There are anointings that are required for you to be able to penetrate and have dominion in the marketplace. And I want to talk to you about 5 anointing in the marketplace. But as I'm declaring it right now, I want you to know that it is resting upon you as I'm declaring it. The first anointing that you need to have dominion in the marketplace is called the David anointing. The David anointing is the kingly anointing. And it is the anointing that is given to those who are called to exercise leadership in the various arms of the marketplace. So to be a president or a vice president, you need a David anointing. To be a chairman of a conglomerate, you need a David anointing. Are you going to understand what I'm saying now? So for you to enter into that, you need a David anointing. And hope you know, like I shared with us during Freedom from Mammon, to enter into some realms, you have to shed some dimension of blood. So you see, what this David anointing does is that it shows up when the right sacrifice has been offered. when the right dimension of sacrifice has been offered, it shows up. I pray that one day Pastor Mrs. Ibukun Awosika will come up with maybe like a biography that is not just a biography of her life story, but a biography of the sacrifices she has had to make to stand for righteousness in the marketplace, that she will list it so that you will realize that nobody gets to the top without sacrificing to get there. In the name that is above every name, for everyone that has been called of God to stand at the top of the mountain all over this nation, all over this continent, I release over you right now the David anointing. Receive the David's anointing in the name of Jesus. The Esther anointing. The second anointing is the Esther anointing. And this is the influence anointing. This is the anointing that is given to those who are married to or closely connected with influence over kings and rulers in the marketplace. It is what? The influence anointing. So the first one is a kingly anointing. The second one is influence anointing. It is the anointing that is given to those who are married to or closely connected with influence over kings and rulers in the marketplace. That means that God brings an anointing upon your life that gives you influence. Somebody say influence. Okay, somebody say influence. I don't have enough time to work this, but I hope you know that influence is more powerful than power. Hello? I hope you know that there are people now that don't have political power, but they have political influence. So they are influential people. They can move things even though they don't have any position or portfolio. In the name that is above every name, receive that anointing now. I said, receive that anointing now. To be influential in the marketplace, to be influential in your sphere of influence. In the name of Jesus. Number three, the third anointing is the Priscilla and the Aquila anointing. This is the anointing that is given to those who are called to have a ministry and also own a business together and make impact both ways. That's one of the anointing that oppressed upon my life as an apostle in the marketplace. The Priscilla and the Aquila anointing. You run ministry, you succeed. You run business, you succeed. It's an anointing that gives you what it takes to combine the two and be impactful and influential and resourceful and productive in both dimensions. The Priscilla and the Aquila anointing. Let me tell you something. I've heard people, even last week we had a meeting, and they say, Pastor, I don't know how you do it. I tried to combine the whole thing together. In fact, I'm having migraine headache. I've been in and out of hospital. It's grace you need. There is an anointing that makes it happen. In the name that is above every name, everyone that God has called to be apostles in the marketplace, receive that grace now. Receive that mantle now. Receive that anointing now. In the name of Jesus. Number four is the Lydia anointing. The Lydia anointing. This is the anointing given to those that are called to be business owners who will use their resources for the expansion of the kingdom. Lydia anointing. People that God will just make, anything you touch just turns to gold. Every business you do just prospers. Why? Because God has raised you as a kingdom financier. You are a Lydia. How many of you like that anointing? So that you can write checks of 10 million, 20 million. You can build a whole church. You can build orphanages. You can give out cars and give out land. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. For everyone with a heart and a desire to fund the gospel. For everyone with a heart and a desire to finance the kingdom. Receive the Lydia's anointing. May everything you touch turn to gold. In the name of Jesus. And finally, is the little servant's anointing. The little servant's anointing. The little servant's anointing is the anointing that are given to people who occupy seemingly low positions, yet have great influence by proximity to expand the kingdom. They occupy seemingly low position. I hope you know that the driver to the president or the driver to the governor has more access to him than many people. I hope you know that the shoemaker or the person that polished the shoe has more closeness and proximity. I hope you know that the gateman of the governor or the gateman of the president has more influence and proximity than many people. I hope you know that his barber that barbs his hair or the one that does the first lady's hair, I hope you know they have great connection. That's an anointing. You may not be an NDCO. People may look at you and say, an ordinary barber. But when they say you are an ordinary barber and you are the one barbing Jesus Christ's hair, can you be an ordinary barber? Hello? Listen and listen well. In the name that is above every name, by this anointing, it does not matter where you are today, you are taking dominion. Receive that anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Rise upon your feet, everyone. I'm going to do this prophetically. Now, I'm going to call out these five anointings. For some of you, you need one of it. Some of you, it's two you need. Some of you, you need all of it. As I call out this anointing right now, whichever one you want, I want you to shout amen from the depth of your heart. And as your amen hits a crescendo in the heavens, something will kick into your life. And you will live here today. Some of you will resume by Thursday. Some will resume tomorrow. Some will resume next week. And you just suddenly realize that, come, I don't know. Come. Do you understand? You just realize, do you know it's possible for you to be healed? And you don't even know you are already healed. And days later or weeks later, I say, come. That thing is no more there. That's what's about to happen right now. I said, that's what's about to happen right now. I stand by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. I stand upon the authority of the call of God upon my life by this prophetic season that we step into today. And I release over this house, I release the devil's anointing. I release the Esther's anointing. Welcome to your season of marketplace dominion. Welcome to your season of financial dominion. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a big amen. Shout a big amen. Shout a big amen. Remain standing. This anointing was kept here because there is a set of people that needs to be anointed as we close. So the anointing has been waiting for you. The question is, are you ready for the anointing? So if you are here today, you are sure that if Jesus shows up right now, you are on your way to heaven. You are not perfect, but you live for Jesus. And you do everything you can to please him and to walk in him. Then you will need to be seated. But if you are here today, you are not sure you are a born again Christian. That if Jesus comes now, you are not sure. You will need to remain standing and come for the anointing. So if you are sure you are a Christian, sit down. If you are not sure, remain standing. I want to anoint you. Because you are going to have dominion over sin. Whatever wants to put you down, you have to have dominion over it. Those of you that are standing, that know that you are not a Christian, you are not sure. I want it to come. I want to anoint you. If you are not a Christian, you want to give your life to Jesus. And you are standing, come. I want to release the anointing upon you. The anointing has been waiting for you. Come. Come.
This anointing has been waiting for you. Come. The anointing has been waiting for you. Come. Keep coming. Keep coming. Come. Come. Come from all over. Come from all over. Come.